Gavin.
And just like that,
well, now
we reset.
Are you going to invite Brandon?
Or
are you
just no.
Gonna... He's going to FaceTime me and be fucking pissed. Great, now none of the viewers know what just happened.
Hey, I'm going to keep it that way. Now, we can sum it up in one short set. We can sum it up in about 12 minutes.
My friend Brandon joined. His name is Fuzzy Bran. That's Xbox gamer tag. He joined and then promoted himself for about 8 minutes. So my friend Gavin here restarted the recording and deleted everything.
Yep, and it will never see the light of day ever.
Mm-hmm.
The only the FBI knows about that now.
Brandon, my friend, who is now not in the podcast, but just was, he asked me like 2 weeks ago for me to start his own. Me, him, and my friend Mikey. To start our own podcast.
And then what'd you say to that, Brandon?
I said sure, and then I didn't make it.
Good
I
idea.
Like running two podcasts.
Yeah,
run one.
Why did he get the idea to run a podcast?
Because he knew about ours, and he was just like, fuck it.
What, competition?
No, I think he just wanted to do one. It's not competition at all. Our competition is like the big boys, Gavin.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair. Anyway, alright, let's think of a topic here.
I should probably stop playing Battlefield and focus on the podcast.
That might be a good idea. I probably should get off of my computer.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, I am looking into something.
Wait for me, let's go.
Yeah, I'm also looking into something right now.
Are you allowed to disclose that over the podcast or no?
I am.
Are you gonna?
Possibly.
Do I know about it?
Probably not.
Alright. I thought I was gonna know about it, and then it was gonna be like this big reveal that I knew about, but you know, fuck it, I don't care anymore.
No, I'm looking at a rifle right now.
Oh, that's just dandy. That's just spiffy right there. What's the rifle, Gavin?
Just a bolt action. I need to get a Coyote one. So it's just a 22, but...
Oh. Get a bolt action 22?
Yeah, they do.
Just get a Gatling gun.
What's that?
Just get a Gatling gun. That'll work better.
Well, I'm going to Nevada.
You're not allowed to have Gatling guns in Nevada? Or something?
Well, I'm only going for a day.
And...
I don't want to haul a Gatling gun. Also, they're illegal.
That's why it's real. No, it's not.
They're illegal to mount to a vehicle, yes.
You don't mount it to a vehicle. You put it in the vehicle.
But I've been looking, mm-hmm. And I think I finally found...
The one?
One. I also found a pistol I like, but we're gonna leave those alone.
We're going to leave those alone?
Mm-hmm. Only problem is...
Oh, wait, we should... Okay, wait, I'll wait until you're done, and then I'll address it.
It's $849.
Well, once this fucking shit gets monetized, big money.
Yeah, it's called the Henry Big Boy Centerfire Level Action Rifle on Bass Pro website.
What does it shoot? 22?
30-30.
Oh, that's a different one.
Yeah, I found this one, and I like it a little bit better. I remember seeing this one in the store.
Alright, we need to... I'll address the topic.
Yeah.
Zachary isn't here.
No, he is not.
The main reason, and he will not be joining, for the main reason, he is in Cape Cod at the moment. And his little bitch ass gets fed up whenever I spam FaceTime him. So, he powers off his phone, and now we can't get a hold of him to make him join. So, if you miss Zachary...
Well, he texted back, finally, but he said he's not allowed to.
Oh. Just because he's in a hotel room doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. You can go into the bathroom.
Go, like, on the fucking beach and talk there. Who's gonna stop you?
I'm also gonna look at shotguns.
is that the theme now? Guns?
No, I'm just looking at them because I need... One, I need a bird shotgun. I don't have one.
A bird shotgun?
For geese and stuff like that.
Do you have really long barrels?
No, I have... That's a skeet one. I don't have a... I have a skeet one. I don't want to use it, though.
Why not?
Because it's for doves, not geese.
They're both birds, Gavin.
Though I did find this Winchester Super X Defender pump action. That looks pretty fun. Shoots a 12 gauge.
You should just get, like, I don't know.
3.5-inch barrel.
You should just get your fully automatic gun license and go hunt with, like, an M249 saw.
That would be awesome.
You just see a deer and then...
18-inch barrel length.
You just mount it on,
6.5 pounds.
Like, you just mount it on, like, a tree and then unload the entire magazine into the deer. What? You're in, like, a tree and then you just mount it on, like, one of the branches.
Jesus Christ, you cut out. Oh.
Right. I'm going to teach you how to hunt a deer with an M249 saw. You ready? Ready, Gavin? Gavin? Hello? Gavin?
We got disconnected.
Fuck.
So, I've got splicing to do in a second.
This is what, the third time? This is the third time.
Except I'm going to use the second one. I'm just going to splice it with this one and just merge the two calls.
That sounds like the smart boy move to do.
Exactly.
Come on, I don't know what to talk about. We haven't done this in a while.
We were talking about shotguns, which is probably why we got disconnected.
Yeah. Joe Biden was probably like, nope.
Shotguns are illegal.
He's probably like, shoot the gun.
I mean, I also live in New York, probably one of the, if not the most.
I don't know, Massachusetts might be the most.
No.
Why not?
Definitely not.
Can you own a bison in Massachusetts, but not a deer?
Yeah. Thinking about buying like 12 acres of land.
And then owning a bison?
And owning 3 bison and calling it a day.
Can you own them in New York? Or just
pretty sure. I hope so. You know what? Let's find out.
You know what? Fuck the guns. We're going to bison.
Can you own buffalo?
No.
In New York?
Probably not.
Concrete jungle, where me? I don't know why my sister has that song in her phone.
Yeah, I've never even heard it, and I hate
it. She. You know, I wish my
what?
My state's code of what you can have and what you cannot have was a little bit more clear.
What does it say?
Well, for one, nothing.
You mean nothing? It's just like...
It gives me permits for livestock. That's it. It doesn't tell you what you can own on those permits. It just gives you the permits for livestock.
They didn't say no.
All right. So these are 10 surprising exotic animals I can own in New York State.
God, it sounds like a top 10 channel.
Well, it's called Big Frog 104.
Yes, it's a top 10 channel.
So first is the sloth. Second is a kangaroo.
Why would you want to own a sloth?
Third is a porcupine.
Okay, I can see porcupine.
Fourth is a honey glider or sugar glider. Fifth is a capybara.
What is that?
It's a giant rodent.
Ah.
Lizards. Wallaby.
Which is.
Mini kangaroo.
Ah! We're in Australia now.
And a fennec fox.
So no bison.
No bison so far. Huh. You know what?
What?
Let's see.
You're going to continue to look this up?
Yeah.
You're going to look into this further? You do some more research?
What states can you
own bison? This is a great video right now. This is a great podcast. I'm going to add the part with Brandon in it or no?
No.
Why? Because half of it was promoting his own channel.
Half of it was promotion, and I don't do promotion on this channel.
Which he doesn't have.
You didn't see Ashton. Yeah, he doesn't matter.
I mean, he has his TikTok, which I'm not going to name.
Can you own bison in New York
City? You've got that.
Mexico. New York, Mexico.
Mohicans.
Cornell Small Farms Program. Huh.
What?
Oh, they're here.
What's here?
Small Farms, Cornell EDU. Yeah.
So you can?
There are a number of farms in the central New York area that sell live animals and for those interested in raising bison.
Hey, let's go.
No, hog.
Now look up if you can own a deer.
Can you own a deer in New York?
I guarantee the answer is going to be no.
Probably. You can own one in Pennsylvania. Bans as pets. No permit is required for deer except white-tailed deer.
So can you?
Does bans as pets. There are no restrictions on activity. Oh, shit. Native wildlife. Nope, can't.
Really?
They're bans of pets. As pets.
That's just great.
Yeah, that's dumb.
So then what can you own them as, other than pets?
What?
Because it says you can't own them as pets. What else are you going to own them as?
Livestock.
Oh.
Yeah, people do own these animals as livestock.
Yeah, but I still kind of see that as a pet.
Can you own... Let's see. What's another crazy exotic animal?
Seal.
No, what?
What do you mean, what?
A seal.
Yeah, can you own a
Let's
seal?
Let's see. Can you own...
Is this the theme of the video now?
No, this is just random shit I'm looking up right now.
Alright, we'll do more random shit in the next, like, 10 minutes.
Give me another thing to look up, Brendan. What?
Fuck. Why are you putting me on the spot here?
What is illegal and what is legal in New York? New game show. Let's go.
What is illegal? Can you own a 50 BMG sniper rifle in New York?
Can you own a 50
BMG? Actually, before you look that up, I'm not going to be able to live in Massachusetts for much longer once I'm 18, because... Oh, no, 21, sorry. Because I'm going to own a 50 BMG, so I'm going to have to move out of the state pretty soon.
Hmm.
What's the answer?
50 caliber rifles that have the capacity to kill a human from over a mile away, pierce body and vehicle armor, and destroy military and civilian infrastructure, squadrons say. Today, these weapons are available in New York State without registration or a permit. 50 caliber rifles are clearly a weapon of war.
Wait, so what'd it say? Yes or no?
Even the rifle is a military grade weapon. Federal gun laws treat it like any other hunting rifle, and Barrett can sell the gun to civilians.
Let's go! I don't want in New York. I'll just tell my cousin to hold on to it.
Even though it's... Oh my
Gavin, you gotta get
God.
One. Gavin, you gotta get one. You gotta get one.
Oh, that sucks. No wonder I'm never going to California. Screw California.
Why?
They banned it in California.
They also banned Desert Eagles in Massachusetts. I'm pretty sure.
I know. Well, that makes sense. They're a 50 cal, but, like, why?
I don't know. Who's going to carry around a 50 AE?
Me?
It's fucking huge. I mean, I'd own it just to shoot it for fun. But carrying it around? Oh, my God.
You know what? They're eventually just going to ban guns, and it's just going to go straight to bow and arrows.
No, it's just going to go straight to... us taking over the government, and I'm ready for
no,
that.
No, everyone's going to start committing crimes with, like, crossbows and stuff.
You're going to get robbed with a hatchet.
Yeah. Like, give me all your money. Every store owner is going to have to sell their shotgun and get one of those survival knives I got at Runnings the other day.
You gotta fight them off by a wild animal. Threaten them with fire.
Yo,
wave a big torch at them.
That'd be fun.
Would it, Gavin?
No.
Why did you instantly change?
That would actually be a lot of fun.
Holy I'd shit. Like
I'm gonna wait. I have matches.
I'm gonna wait until you. I wonder if you can hear that. Hold on.
Is there a thunderstorm going on?
Yeah, I just saw a big flash of lightning, so I'm waiting.
We had a giant one right now. We have a tornado warning too.
Yeah, my friend Mikey texted me and Brandon saying that we might have a tornado.
Yeah, we have a tornado warning up here right now. We're just ignoring it.
No, just fuck it. I don't care. Well, fuck my entire safety as a human being. Fuck it.
I mean, I'm in the basement.
Your mom?
My grandfather went up to paint his freaking porch. My grandfather went up to paint his porch.
He's gonna get swept away.
Dude, the country portion of New York has zero funds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got stopped by the police the other day.
While driving a car? While driving a car?
Nope.
Just walking around?
Walking home from the grocery store.
Why?
They thought I was some guy throwing shoes in the road.
Just hucking shoes.
Let's look it up.
The fuck is wrong with people? Just hucking shoes. Gavin. The police were sent after someone who was just hucking shoes into the middle of the road.
Yes.
Why?
Because he's an idiot. He's also high as hell.
Yeah, but why does he have... Goddamn. Why is he hucking shoes into the road?
List of shoe throwing ins. This is a common occurrence in my town.
It is?
Yep.
What, just people hucking shoes? What is
people hucking shoes in the road.
Oh no, now they're going to figure out where you live by looking that incident up. Oh no, Gavin.
No, I just looked it up. Nothing comes up.
God damn it. Alright, now what? What else are we going to look up? Hold on. Can you own an
helicopter? Let's look up horses. Let's look up horses.
Horses?
Oh. Illegal horse breeds.
Up. Can you breed a Shire with another type of horse I don't know the name of?
An Appaloosa?
Sure. Are you able to do that?
I don't think so.
Can you not breed different species of horses together?
You can. You get hybrid.
Is it illegal?
No.
Well, then why did you say you can't?
I don't think it would be physically possible.
Why?
Because Shires are massive.
And?
Appaloosas aren't.
And?
It depends on which one the Appaloosa is. One. Actually, no, it doesn't. Either way, the Appaloosa's dead.
Just force it.
So apparently, New York State decided to pass a legislation making the slaughtering of thoroughbred horses illegal.
Of what? What's a thoroughbred horse?
The racing horse.
You can't slaughter a racing horse? I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Well, no, because apparently it was... it's a legislation to make the transfer and sale of thoroughbred horses for slaughter illegal. That means no more glue.
Oh yeah, I forgot glue is made out of horses.
It's not actually, it's made out of horse hair.
Horses.
Made out of horse hair.
Horses!
Sure.
I'm getting burnt to death. This is great.
Are you burning yourself or something?
No, I'm playing Battlefield 5 and someone threw an incinerator grenade at my feet.
Let's look up best horse breeds. Not even for beginners, just in general.
Gavin, this is the worst podcast we've ever made.
Probably, but you know what? We just have to get back into the groove of making podcasts.
We gotta get back into like the energy. We don't have the energy like we used to have.
We haven't done it, I don't know. I want to get an Andalusian.
You're just in the middle of a fucking sentence. You know what? Fuck it. I want this horse right now.
Should I get an Andalusian or an American?
I don't know what that means, Gavin. Get the bigger one.
Should I get a war horse or should I get a work horse?
Get a bigger one.
So the Andalusian.
Get the big one.
They're in Red Dead. You should see them.
I only know big brown boars.
So. Like the shittiest war horses there are, but
they're pretty fucking shit. But you know, they barely made the requirement.
You know what? I think I might get an American paint horse.
Is it a horse that someone painted the American flag onto?
No. They're spotted, which is pretty fun.
Yeah, it's American paint horse. Someone painted the American flag on the horse.
Yep.
That'd be a great horse. I don't have a parachute.
I'm gonna brand my horse with the fucking American flag.
I didn't have a parachute, and I jumped off a bridge.
That's a smart boy.
Smart boy moves.
Trying to think.
About what?
What horse I should get.
You should get a horse, and then mount and go.
What is a Rocky Mountain horse?
It's a horse that eats Rocky Mountain ice cream.
Rocky Mountain Horse Association?
Gavin.
Hey, Kentucky Saddler.
Gavin.
Get one of those.
Gavin.
What's that?
You know how to make glue out of horses?
Mm-hmm.
In the Rocky Mountain, they make Rocky Mountain ice cream.
Out of the Rocky Mountain horse?
Yeah, out of their hair.
They're actually really pretty.
Just like the Rocky Mountain ice cream.
If only they didn't put dark chocolate in it.
I hate dark chocolate.
So do I.
If you like dark chocolate, don't.
Let me see.
Is dark chocolate illegal in New York City? Let's find out.
Okay.
It's not. Actually.
It is dark.
From the president.
I have yet to see dark chocolate.
I have yet to see dark chocolate in New York. It's probably because I don't look for it, but.
Actually, that is a...
Is it illegal? Please tell me it's legal. Gavin?
Ironically, it's one of the first things to pop up.
What?
Is dark chocolate illegal in NY?
Well, yeah, you Googled it.
No, literally. That filled itself in.
Who the fuck is Googling, is dark chocolate illegal in New York, other than us?
Probably retards. Answer, no, it's just extremely taxed.
So it's practically illegal.
No, it's like, sale of candy and confectionery is not taxed. But the person making it is taxed.
Oh. Well, that's just dandy.
How much for gypsy cob horses?
God damn it. We're really going at this random shit now. We just go from fucking chocolate to horses.
No, okay, never mind. That's what I never is. Talking to one of these horses again. Bye bye.
Why?
$10,000.
You have that.
It's almost as much as a new car.
You have that.
I mean, granted, if I was going to use it for like everyday use as a mode of transportation, it might be.
Just riding a horse. Just
you know what? Screw it. That's what I'm doing. I'm buying a horse and I'm using it as transportation.
Gavin's gonna go into war. Fuck a jeep. Fuck everything else. Fuck a tank. I want a horse.
Dude, that is exactly what I will ride into war.
with just an iron, a Scottish sword.
Just and iron armor on that horse.
No, you gotta get diamond armor like in Minecraft.
Pony of the Americas. That's a horse name.
Pony of the Americas.
You know what that means?
No.
It's an amazing horse.
Why?
Because it's the pony of the Americas.
I blew up an entire building. I committed an act of domestic...
No. You're fine.
No, I committed an act of domestic terrorism.
Shh, we don't talk about this.
You should get that...
Should I get a mule?
No, get a panda cross.
Should I get a mule?
No, don't get a mule.
I think I'll get a mule.
You should get an English muffin.
How much is a mule?
How much is an English muffin in New York?
Okay.
You really gonna Google that?
Mm-hmm.
We're really looking up the random shit now.
How much is an English muffin at Dunkin' Donuts?
How much was an English muffin in New York back in 1776? Hold on, when was America
$6?
Made it. Hold on, that's not English. When was America founded?
Sometime before the war.
Thanks, Gavin. I definitely didn't know that. I said, how much was an English muffin in New York in 1776? But I don't know if America was alive in 1776.
It was, because that was wartime.
That's equal war.
I think it was part of the Revolutionary War at that time.
Was there English muffins back in the Revolutionary War?
I don't know.
Google it!
They were only in Britain. 17 what?
Google it. 1776. How much was an English muffin back in 1776?
The Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776.
Did they sign it with an English muffin?
Yes. You know how much an American paint horse costs?
5 English muffins?
No, $1,000 to $5,000.
How much is that English muffin for?
Let's see. Here, an English muffin pack costs about $7.
Are we really going to Google? Are we really going to figure out how to buy a horse an English muffin value?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Cortana. You suck, Cortana.
Turn mine on.
Did I really?
Yeah.
My computer decided not to work. Calculator. 5123 divided by 5.99. That's just the average price of an English muffin.
Mm-hmm. As anyone should
I would need 834.724540902 packets of English muffins to buy a horse.
You should buy a horse with English muffins. Do it.
I don't think I have the money to buy 834.
How many packs is it?
834.724540902.
How do you buy point percentage of a fucking...
You just start cutting English muffins.
You just go into the store and rip it in half. You rip the entire package in half and say, I want this half, not this half.
I ate an entire bag of pretzel bites today.
That sounds like a very healthy decision.
It wasn't.
Nah, you're just fucking plain out wrong.
It was a terrible decision, but I was hungry and I wanted them, so I ate them.
The worst decision I could have made there, but you know. I still fucking made it.
Exactly. So you have to buy an American paint horse and English muffins. I need 834 English muffins.
I'm happy Zach's not here, because Zach would have not... I don't think Zach would have liked this conversation.
I don't think... No, I think Axe would have gone out and bought 834 packets of English muffins.
He would have stolen his dad's credit card and got beat with all the English muffins.
Dad, you don't understand. I have to get the English muffins.
I need to get my fucking horse. I wonder if there's got to be at least one guy that only accepts payments in English muffins. There's got to be one guy.
Guarantee you there's not someone who does that.
No, and the 7.4 billion people on the planet, there's got to be one guy.
I know here there is a guy who only accepts payment in tree leaves.
What?
Yep.
You're telling me I can just go pick a bunch of leaves and I can buy something?
Yeah, but it's like 600 tree leaves for like 1 ounce of, I don't know what it is.
Bitch, I'd be out there every single day.
Probably.
Bro, just rake them. Rake them up. During October?
Just like cocaine.
Bro, during October, you must make, like, just rake them
up. You must make bank in leaves.
Huh?
You must make bank in leaves.
No, you sell it to him, don't you? And then he gives you whatever you... Or does he sell?
You give him the leaves, and you get to pick what you want out of this store. But I think that store is closing down because he's not making any money.
Probably because he fucking everyone pays him in fucking leaves. No shit, Gavin. And then he can't buy anything with leaves.
He also was arrested earlier this year for drugs.
That's probably why he came up with the idea in the first place, and they couldn't stop because people would have been mad.
Yeah, probably.
So if you give him how many leaves?
You give him like 600 leaves, you can have like 1 ounce of like drugs or something. I don't know.
1 ounce of drugs.
I don't know what he is anymore. He's probably just dead. Probably is sad.
He snorted too many leaves.
I also know there was a guy here not too long ago who only accepted payment in like, I don't know, it was like some, like, he ran a gym, but the membership to the gym was free because you powered the gym as you exercised.
You what?
So, like, you powered the gym as you exercised.
So, he made no money at all.
No. He made a ton of money off of drinks.
Because he didn't have to pay his electric bill.
Exactly. He didn't have to pay for the electric bill because it was always paid.
Wait, so he didn't have to pay for, like, anything at all?
Except new drinks, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so really it was an interesting business idea, but that gym closed down.
Why?
He got old.
Oh, I thought you said he was going to get arrested or something.
Nope. There's a place not too far in Jamestown. It's called like the Carpet Chiefs or something like that.
That's great to disclose your general location.
I said Jamestown, not too far from here. I could be in any part of Chautauqua County.
Educated enough from Vietnam to come and find you.
I could be anywhere in Chautauqua County, Brenton.
Doesn't matter. Someone's gonna be dedicated enough to come and find you in Jamestown. I already know it.
Probably. He's gonna be dedicated to fucking find me and murdering me.
Or getting your autograph.
Probably not that.
Why not? He's gonna, who
did I tell you I had a guy recognize me from YouTube today?
You fucking kidding me?
No.
Who recognized Gavin's Raging Reptiles? Who did that?
Some old ass guy.
He was like, hey, you got a YouTube channel?
Yeah, I signed an autograph and took a picture.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
How many subscribers do you have?
6.
He was one of those 6.
Yeah, I got recognized by one of my 6 subs.
You guys should go subscribe to Gavin's Raging Reptiles.
You shouldn't. I have 3 videos and I'm not uploading anymore.
He got banned. No, he got all of his ads removed by Susan Wojcicki.
Wojcicki.
Wabbajack. Because,
Susan Rabbit Man.
He didn't like, videos.
Hey, Brenna, you ready for some Destiny 2?
Hold on, let me finish this Battlefield game. Oh, fuck!
Alright, I think we're gonna end it here in a second.
Hold on, I gotta snipe someone with a Panzerfaust, whatever.
I'm really thinking about doing this.
What, sniping someone with a Panzerfaust?
No, saving up $1,000 to $5,000.
And paying someone in English Muffin for a horse?
No, I'm buying a horse.
Yeah, with English Muffin.
Yes, of course. English Muffins.
Hold on, we gotta introduce tax. Oh, fuck, we forgot about tax. What's the tax on English Muffins?
No, I wasn't doing tax, because there's no taxes on horses.
Yeah, but there's taxes on English Muffins, which you have to buy
so?
The horse.
I just did the basic, like, in-store sale. I never said I was paying for these English muffins.
Gavin, that's how you're going to buy your horse.
Steal the English muffins.
Rob them of 800 English muffins.
I think I should do... Should I do a mare?
Gavin, I don't know horses. I don't know why...
Oh, this is a pregnant horse. Huh.
Gavin, get the big one.
You want me to get an Andalusian?
Get the big one.
I'm wondering if I should do...
Go bigger
Andalusian
than an
or Andes. Hungarian half-breed?
Go bigger than an Andalusian.
Shire?
Go bigger.
I think Shire is the biggest...
Think bigger, Gavin.
Irish draw.
Think bigger!
I this is the biggest horse they have, an 8-foot horse.
No, that's not big enough. You could easily double that with steroids.
Got it, monster truck.
You can easily double that horse's height with steroids.
Probably. I'm wondering if I should do. Let's look up these average draft prices. Hold up. Let's look this up.
What? Can you give a horse steroids?
No, I just draw it. Horse.
Oh.
Let's see how tall. Oh my. Interesting.
When you looked up tall and something came up, what was it?
I looked up this horse breed and $30,000 came up.
Oh! I drew Gavin's budget we have seen. There's no way. How many English muffins do you need for that?
To the calculator?
This is the English muffin episode.
Yes. That's what I'm going to call it.
Zach's going to see it and be like, what the fuck did they talk about when I wasn't there?
He doesn't get a say in it.
Yeah.
Don't forget the tax of plus...
Don't forget my old saying.
Oh, wait. Of plus point... Oh, isn't it 0.06?
Yeah, for what?
Tax.
I don't fucking know, Gavin.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. We'll still need 5,008 English muffins.
Gavin, you always know my saying for bread. Gavin, you know my saying for bread, right?
Bagels aren't made of bread?
There you go.
Are English muffins made of bread?
I don't know, Gavin.
I don't actually think they are. I think they're made in a similar way to bagels.
They're made of wheat, but they're made of wheat and not bread. They might be bread, but they aren't made of bread. Therefore, bagels aren't made of bread.
Are English muffins bread?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Probably not, actually.
Ah, they're a yeast bread.
Ha! They're not bread. They're yeast bread.
Are bagels bread?
No, they're not.
Bagels are a round bread.
Ah!
What is a round bread?
I've been right all these years.
What is a round bread?
What do you mean was a round bread?
And it's got elegant ingredients, Brendan.
I've been right all these years. I should go back to Mrs. Wall and prove her wrong.
It should not be pale and blonde.
What should it be, pale and brown?
Apparently your color of your bagel.
Who the fuck studies the color of bagels?
Apparently the bagel studiers.
The bagel scientists.
You know what So while bread is bread, bagels are a type of bread product, but they are not bread.
I've been right all these years. Everyone that's called me an idiot.
Is a donut bread. No, I think it's a
white bread. Is vanilla ice cream actually vanilla?
I don't actually think so.
Hey, let's go. Is frosting...
Oh, yeah, donuts are considered bread.
Is frosting actually spelt with an F?
Is donut considered a bread? No, it has elements of bread, but it is not bread. Bread is...
I've been right all these fucking years.
Donuts aren't bread.
Can you hear the thunderstorm that's going out on outside?
I can a little bit, yes. What was the other one, Brandon? What's another thing that should be made of bread?
Hot dog rolls.
They are bread.
Fuck.
They're white bread.
But is white bread bread?
They are croissants.
Gavin, is white bread bread?
Yeah.
You don't know that. Google it right now.
Are croissants white bread?
No, don't Google that.
The amount of calories is 102, and it's the reason croissants are so damn delicious.
Is that the Google description?
That is the Google description.
I feel like that was written by a French man.
So a croissant is the equivalent of two thin slices of bread. A croissant is bread.
Fuck. Is a baguette bread?
Okay.
This is the bread video. This is the bread.
How do you spell that?
Gavin, I...
Baguette.
Kevin, I forgot how to spell A for fucking 30 minutes one time.
Baguettes are long, thin loaves of white bread.
God damn it. Are Frenchmen bread?
Is French bread considered white bread?
No. Are French people bread?
Yes.
I've been right all these years.
I've decided.
I'm not going to warn you. I don't remember how to play Destiny 2 at all.
Dude, I logged on last night for like 3 minutes.
I got on, and then there was like this new mission thing, and I died, and I was like, fuck it, I'm not doing it.
What is the sadness? No, that's not what I wanted to look up.
What is the sadness?
What is the ingredients? That's not okay. Sure.
Ashley's gonna see this and be like, "Why? I really fucking was in a podcast with these guys." He's gonna see this and be very.
Oh, he messaged me about our last one. Did I tell you that?
What'd he say?
He's like, what the hell have you guys transformed this podcast into? I was like, turns out cryptid stuff that wasn't our calling.
Don't question it.
We enjoy random shit. And he's like, don't get me wrong, it's entertaining, but it's just a far-fetch from cryptid stuff.
Yeah. Kind of our style. Just fucked up shit.
What is the ingredients in Jell-O?
He's gonna see this video, and that's gonna be the last straw. He's not even talking to us anymore.
Dude, I don't think he watches our things anymore.
Because they haven't posted in so long. Or he's just been waiting for a really long time.
Dude, I doubt it. He's so busy. Last time I talked to him, he's writing a book. What's the ingredients in watermelon?
Is watermelon a fruit?
Okay.
What?
Is 22 fruit? Nope. Watermelon.
Gavin, that is the wokest question I've ever heard.
Watermelon is a fruit.
Fuck.
What is a lychee? Ew.
Sounds like a female version of a leech.
It looks like someone took a shit.
And what? Put it in a sock?
And put it in the jungle.
What?
Where it started to get moldy.
I don't think shit molds, Gavin.
I gotta show you this. This is so freaky.
I don't want to see it after that fucking description. I don't want to.
I'm gonna send it to you anyways.
No, stop.
Apparently, if you melt it down, it makes like a semen-looking drink.
The two greatest substances, shit and semen. Is a fruit that looks like shit, but when you eat it, it tastes like semen.
More like a red turd that's hardened.
Holy fuck!
What?
There's so much lightning outside. I can't wait until I wake up in the morning and see how many dead fish are just floating around.
You gonna eat them?
No, the crane is. Or the hawk is.
Dude, if you see any big fish, take one and take it to a taxidermist. Say you caught it.
I'm not going to taxi a fish.
Do it!
No.
I'll taxi a fish for you.
I don't want a fish!
Actually, my friend Garrett would.
What, should I just catch the fish and send it to him through the mail?
Yeah, that's exactly what you should do. Actually, what? He doesn't live too far. You might be able to catch him at school.
What's his name?
Garrett Remillard. You probably know Spencer.
Wait! Garrett Remillard is Spencer Remillard's brother?
Yep, his older brother.
The little fucking skater kid boy?
He's got like long ass hair?
Yeah! He's been playing lacrosse for the past 7 years and he sucks ass at it?
Yeah, that's Spencer, alright.
What the fuck? How have I not known this?
Yes, Garrett, my friend, my buddy Garrett Remillard is Spencer.
Kid. I'm assuming he's in your grade.
Yeah, he also doesn't go to your school anymore, so.
Aw, damn it. I should just get a fish, a live fish, stab it through the head while it's, like, and then bring it to school. Not
you should get your hunting license.
Not taxied at all. Not even, like...
You should eat it. You should cook it in school.
No, here. No, this is what I'm going to do. You ready? I'm going to catch a fish. I'm going to stab through the eye. I'm going to stab through the head. I'm not going to take the innards out. I'm not going to fillet it. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to keep a dead fish in my bag. Then I'm going to bring it to Spencer, sneak it into his bag with a note attached to it saying, give this to Garrett. And then bam, done.
Spencer will be so confused. Garrett will probably eat it.
This is...
Probably should, you know, no one's gonna see this podcast anyway, so.
You think Spencer's gonna see this podcast?
No.
You also think that he's gonna care about this podcast?
I don't think anyone's gonna care about this podcast.
We have, what, 300 and some plays?
300 plays, yeah.
Bro, we're famous, let's go.
Yeah. We probably should end this so we can get on Xbox.
We're already on Xbox.
I'm not. I'm on my computer in my basement.
That's poggers, Gavin. Are you going to get Halo when it comes out?
Thinking about it. I'm not sure.
I'm going to buy it just for the fucking campaign.
That's the part I'm worried about is the campaign.
Why?
Because if it's shit like it 5 was, like, why would I get it? That's my only worry, is that if it's crap like 5.
No, it's not gonna... there's a lot of evidence that it's not gonna be shit, mostly because it's open world now.
That's another thing that worries me, is there mounting of animals? If so, yes, I will buy it. What? Can I ride a rhino creature? Like a freaking,
What the fuck? Zeus is pissed off over here. What the fuck did I do to piss off Zeus?
You fucked his cat.
No, I did not. No. Don't put that on the internet. No. 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 I did not do that.
Fine.
I only ate his cat.
Oh, okay. That's even better.
Someone just shot a panda.
You should tell Lucas, what did you do? Why did you eat Zeus's cat?
Why did you do this to the world?
What is Rambutan?
Rambo?
Ooh, Rambo. I have a Rambo knife.
I do.
You saw it.
Actually, wait. Do I have a Rambo knife? I kind of have.
Your combat knife, I guess, is considered a Rambo knife. I've got a Rambo knife.
Isn't there matches in that Rambo knife?
There is.
I need to light the matches. There's no, like, match, like, green on it.
There's flint paper in here.
Ah,
so I can light stuff.
You know.
Also, I might just go buy a pair of boots with a lighter on.
You know what gun you should buy, Gavin?
What should I do?
You know what gun you should buy?
What's that?
An M1 Grand.
I should buy a Mexican.
That's slavery.
No.
Yes.
Not if I pay him.
You just said I should buy a Mexican.
Yeah, I should buy a Mexican product.
No, a Mexican.
No, I think I just cut out halfway through.
No, you didn't just cut out halfway through. You just said Mexican.
Listen. Right, Brendan, it's just like the meme I sent you of Thor saying, I need a horse. I think you don't understand.
Gavin also sent me a hippo.
I did. It was funny.
No, it wasn't. It was fucking retarded.
Did a backflip and smacked its head against the concrete on the bottom of the pool.
And then gave itself autism because it knocked everything out.
That's my autism sound.
Sounds like Zachary. Oh, got him.
He's not even. No, it sounds like Lucas, but.
And Zach.
It sounds like Cole.
It does sound like Cole. They probably don't even really remember Cole. He's only been on here once.
He was only on here once, yeah.
It was literally the worst episode.
All right, let's end it here, Brendan.
Well, that has been our podcast.
That has been... Oh, wait, we have to discuss the new name change.
Fuck, I can't even remember it.
We are the Questionable Outtakes Podcast now.
The G, Z, and B fucking name was retarded, and that was only a temporary one.
So me and Brendan consecutively decided, without Zach was not a part of this, the name to the Questionable Outtakes Podcast.
Zach doesn't get to decide the name anymore.
Exactly. So we are now part of the Questionable Outtakes Podcast.
What do you mean part of? We are the Questionable.
We are the Questionable Outtakes Podcast. Well, I said part because there's three people, so three parts to it.
Yeah.
So, that is the end of the first episode of us being the Questionable Outtakes podcast.
And it's been the first episode since the last time, which I don't remember the date that it was published.
Since I was in Grafton.
Oh, yeah.
6 months, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe I've already been in New York a month?
No.
I know. Time flies when you're not having fun.
I still find it hilarious every single time you want to come back here, you have to buy a hotel.
I know, right?
I just find that funny to me. I don't know why.
Alrighty. This is the Questionable Outtakes podcast, signing off.
Mm-hmm.